T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Dan Plucker in for the Tobster today. Kevin Payne joining us, rotowire.com. Free fantasy football help, 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. You can also tweet us some Jordan Love questions coming in. Oh, yeah. You can tweet us, 1250 AM, The Fan. Use the hashtag AskKevin. And again, 414-799-1250. Kicking myself in the league, I drafted Rodgers and handcuffed Jordan Love. But then I dropped him. And someone else has him now. But I'm starting Big Ben instead. Is Big Ben a better play than Jordan Love, Kevin?
I think he's a safer play. And the Chicago defense really hasn't been overly impressive. At least Ben's at home. He still has two solid wide receivers, Deontay Johnson, Claypool, Pat Freiermuth is coming on. So I think I would play it safe and go with Roethlisberger. Unless you take a look at your matchup, I think there's a higher ceiling with Jordan Love, believe it or not. But I think the safer floor is going to be with Ben.
Where would you – I mean, who are you ranking Jordan Love around this week?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because they could play it safe, you think, but also, like, I don't know, man. I kind of feel like it's going to be a good game for him.
I don't know. I think that it's going to go one of two ways. Either we're going to see the Packers successfully run the ball, and then they're not going to really need to use Love, or we're going to see that the Chiefs stack the line of scrimmage to stop the run and make Jordan Love beat them, which I would think would be the more sensible thing. At that point, Love has the opportunity to go ahead and have a big day. He's getting those receivers back. I don't need to tell you guys that. So I think that there is something of a ceiling. And the only reason I say this is right now he's getting first-team reps. And number two, just based upon what we saw from Mike White last week, if you had told me he was going to lead the league in passing yards, the first NFL start he has with 405, I would have thought you were crazy. But look at what he did. So, you know, Love's been with the team. He knows the offense. So I think there is a little bit of upside there.
Yeah, there's a Mike White jersey in the Hall of Fame already. The same league that I'm talking about, I had Derrick Henry as well. And so we get $200 to bid. I bid 100 on Adrian Peterson. Someone bid 101, so I didn't get him. How do you see the Tennessee backfield shaping up?
So I think McNichols is going to be the guy that is kind of the change of pace, third down guy. He's never really been a guy who's gotten a lot of carries and runs in between the tackles. I think that for the most part, Adrian Peterson is going to get as much work as he can handle. The Titans, if they do believe they can make a playoff push, there's no reason to hold back AP. I mean, they might as well run him 20, 25 times a game, and they're used to that. The other good news, though, for the Titans is the fact that it looks like they're getting back Julio Jones this week. He was at practice yesterday, albeit limited, but Wednesday for him is kind of early in the week, so that's a good sign. So I expect them to go ahead and run the heck out of Adrian Peterson. I don't expect him to be very efficient, probably less than 4 yards a carry per game. But again, they might give him the ball 20 or 25 times. Not a great matchup this weekend, though, going and facing the Rams.
Let's get to John. He's in Oak Creek, 414-799-1250. John.
Okay, I have a running back question. A.J. Dillon or Zach Moss in PPR?
I think you go with Zach Moss. especially if it's PPR. Moss catches passes out of the backfield. The Bills are 2 touchdown favorites on the road. They should go ahead and put up points. So I would say Zach Moss over A.J. Dillon.
Is Devin Singletary just not good, or is that how they use him in Buffalo? Because every year I fall into that trap.
I do think that Moss is a better player. Seems a little more versatile. So I do like Moss. I'm not saying Singletary is bad, but he might only be around league average. I think Moss is markedly, not hugely better, but pretty much he's definitely the better of the two options.
All right, Andy tweets in, 1250 AM, the fan, hashtag Ask Kevin. Carson Wentz or Jordan Love?
Ooh. man, I think, again, the safer play is to go with Wentz. And Wentz has played much better lately, had some really good fantasy games. A lot of options at his disposal now that T.Y. Hilton is back. I'm going to say Wentz over Love this week.
And I'm going to say, if you're thinking about Jordan Love, start him. Live a little. It's just fantasy. Live a little. Start Jordan Love. That's my advice.
Well, the interesting thing, too, is a lot of times people ask me, should I play this guy or this guy? And it's a guy they just picked up on waivers, whether it be through Fab or they had the top option. And it's like, well, if you picked him up, why aren't you going to play him? Granted, you're blocking your other league mates, but sometimes that's my advice, is to go with the guy. If you picked him up, you might as well play him.
So I picked up Odell Beckham this week. Should I play him?
he was excused from practice again today. The teacher's writing him a note that he doesn't need to show up for practice.
This is from Alex. He says, how about this one, PPR, Keenan Allen or Davante Adams?
Oh, my gosh. You can't use both of them? I think you go with Davante. Keenan's been a little bit disappointing so far this season. If I remember correctly, he did find the end zone last week, but I think that was like his only second one of the season. And if the Chargers, they're 1-point favorite, if they can't get this win in Philadelphia, I'm kind of concerned about them. I know Herbert's dealing with a hand injury as well, but I think you have to go with Adams over Keenan.
Got another one here from, I can't pronounce this. He says, PPR running back help. Khalil Herbert. Khalil Herbert, Jeremy McNichols, James Robinson, or Zach Moss?
Yeah, James Robinson's banged up. He might not even play this week. I think you go with Khalil Herbert. He's been fantastic the last couple of weeks for Chicago. And the Pittsburgh defense that started out really strong hasn't played as well as of late. So I'm saying go with the hot hand and go with Khalil Herbert.
Evan Ingram or C.J. Uzomah?
Again, go with the hot hand. I would go with Uzomah. Ingram was a guy that was a lot of rumors around the trade deadline, but like he drops a lot of passes. If you're a Giants fan, you know that. So I would go C.J. Uzomah.
All right, got another one on Twitter here. Oh, my God. Are you ready for a defensive question?
Yeah.
Miami, Las Vegas, or Cincinnati?
Cincinnati. I do like Cincinnati because they're home, but the Browns are a very run-heavy team. I don't like Vegas because they're on the road traveling across the country. So I am going to go ahead and say Miami. We haven't seen if Tyrod's going to be back. So I was looking for a report this morning. So it might be Davis Mills, but you got to like that matchup for Miami at home. And they did a decent job slowing down the Bills' offense last week. Only gave up 26 points in a game where their offense didn't do a whole lot. So I would go with Miami's defense playing against the Texans.
Ooh, I got Tyrod in the league. I got Ben. Do I go Tyrod over Ben?
Ooh, first game back, no. Okay. No, I wouldn't. Let's see if he's got some rust on him. And it'll be a much easier decision for you to make if he's ruled out, which we'll probably know, I would think, tomorrow.
Actually, I like playing guys that are ruled out as like a flex. I like to just show the other team I can play one guy down. I did lose to a guy this week who did not start a kicker or defense in a league, and he beat me by a point, and I'm very upset.
Yeah, that's a bit shocking, but, yeah, that happens from time to time.
So I have a question. It's Dan, the producer of
Dan
the show.
Plucker.
For a flex spot, I have a couple people on bye, so I'm a little in trouble here. But Devontae Booker or Devontae Smith?
Ooh.
I'm going to say go with Booker. Home, he catches passes out of the backfield. Vegas's defense is nothing I'd be too worried about, so I would go with Booker between those two.
All right, let's get to Tony. Tony, what's up?
Good morning, guys. Hey, I got a question. I picked up Mike White from the Jets. Do I dare start him over Wentz?
No. I think this is I'm not totally believing in Mike White, and on the road, making his first start on the road, I'm a little bit wary. I think that this is actually a good spot for the Colts' defense, and I think it's going to be a much safer play to go with Carson Wentz.
All right, needs two of the three wide receivers PPR. Jerry Jeudy, Marquise Brown, Jacoby Myers.
Brown and Myers. You always play Marquise Brown because he's very good. Gosh, I'm going to say sit Myers. I don't really like that matchup. Carolina's got a good defense. I know Jeudy didn't have a great game last week, but that could sneakily, that game, Denver versus Dallas, could sneakily turn into a shootout. So I'm going to say sit Myers out of those three.
All right, I got two more. Corey says Tua or Tannehill.
Tua or Tannehill? It's going to be Tua for me just because Tannehill's got to go on the road, and that's one of the worst, you know, a bottom three matchup going up against the Rams, especially now they have Von Miller. So I'm going to say go with Tua. As you said, the only good thing that's looking up for the Titans is they get back Julio Jones this week, but, man, I'm not going to go ahead and test the Rams' defense.
And Justin wants to know, A.J. Dillon or Devin Singletary? Two qualifiers here. It's a PPR. And he's already starting Aaron Jones.
I don't mind going. Well, and I don't mind that. I know somebody who told me earlier this year they went with Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb and started them every week and was having a lot of success because basically building was really solid floor. I'm going to say between those two, I would go with Dylan. I think it's funny that we've gotten questions today with Dylan versus each of the Bills running backs.
Yeah, that is kind of funny. Does that mean the Bills running backs are bad or A.J. Dillon's that good?
Might be a little bit of middle ground there.
Hey, the Manning cast curse is under big time watch this week. Every time somebody goes on the Manning cast, they lose the next week. Josh Allen was on it this Monday, and now the Bills have Jacksonville. Are you worried as a Bills fan?
No, I'm actually making the trip down there. There's going to be a lot of Bills fans there because Jacksonville just really doesn't care about their football team. So I'm not really worried about it. Again, two touchdown favorites. They should have put up a lot of points. You start your Bills for the most part. I know Emmanuel Sanders had a bad game last week. He put up laid a goose egg, but he's been good otherwise. Obviously, Stephon Diggs. I think Josh Allen will be just fine.
All right, Kevin, appreciate your time. You can find him too, rotowire.com, and they can sign up for a free trial.
Yep, rotowire.com/free to sign up for your free 10-day trial. And you can also hit me up on Twitter. Try to get it in earlier than later this week at Casey Payne, P-A-Y-N-E, 26.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week, Bart.
Kevin Payne joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline every Friday, Thursday rather, at this time. Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan, you're a bit anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today. Greatmidwestbank.com. Today, you can watch the games this weekend at the 4th Base Sports Bar. You can watch a lot of games at the 4th Base Sports Bar as it is a sports bar. 4th Base Sports Bar, check them out. They are on National Avenue. A lot of great food options there. You can get the, well, okay, so you go in there, it's a sports bar, and you're like, hey, I'm on the sports bar. This is pretty cool. I'll get a burger or something. Yeah, they got that for you. Do they got a fish fry? They absolutely got the fish fry tomorrow. Then they have steak and lobster and crab and seafood. You're going to get the kind of dining that you wouldn't expect to get at a sports bar, but it's right there. There's a deli case. It's not some, like, knick-knack. It's functioning. CJ takes the food out of there, grills it up for you, cooks it up for you to your liking. You can check out a full menu and some of the options they have, the4thbase.com, the fourth with the number four, 4thbase.com. And check out some of the options there. Sign up for their newsletter. You get some free gifts along with that that you can redeem, maybe shots or otherwise. But you can go down there, enjoy a beer, and check out the food options. It's a unique dining experience. The classic Horseshoe Bar. They were in the movie Major League. Check them out on National. Good for you, Plucker. You snuck a question in there. How you doing in fantasy this year?
I'm doing okay.
How many leagues?
I have two money leagues. One, I am just outside of the playoffs, but I made a big trade and got Austin Eckler. So I think I have a shot to move back up the rankings. And then both of my leagues, I actually lead the league in points against.
Oh, one of those years.
It's one of those years, yes. So
what was your Eckler trade?
I traded Rodgers and Gibson, Aaron Rodgers, and then Antonio Gibson for Austin Eckler. The guy needed a quarterback, and I upgraded my running back.
So this was pre-COVID news?
This was pre-COVID news, yes.
Oh, no. So now what's he going to do?
I don't know.
I'm really chaffed about my AP situation. I bid $100 on the guy.
Yeah, and you didn't get him, right?
Somebody bid 101. But you got to know that. Whenever I bid, I always do the – I don't bid $10. Everybody bids $10. You bid 11. But right. Then you know that someone has bid 11, so then you bid 12. So I usually bid like 13. But no, I went with the standard 100 here.
And it was a mistake.
Although Adrian Peterson's probably going to – like, what's this going to be like? This is going to be like when the who was it? The Dodgers picked up Cole Hamels, and then before he even played, he got hurt.
Yeah.
That's probably how this is going to go.
Probably.
So he's back, but it'll be very short-lived.
I just have a feeling he won't see much playing time. It's going to be like a Le'Veon Bell situation with the Ravens, where it's like, oh, they got this big-name running back, and then, I mean, have we seen Le'Veon Bell on the field
the Ravens? We really haven't. It's amazing. Some of these running backs, they're so untouchable. At one time, Le'Veon Bell compared himself to the NFL's Steph Curry. I mean, Le'Veon Bell, every play he had, though, was dynamite.
Yeah.
And he was so good at, like, hesitating and then deciding where to go. You couldn't stop him. And now, you know, he's just an afterthought in the Ravens' backfield.
Yeah, and he left Mike Tomlin and Ben Roethlisberger, and all of a sudden, he's not the running back he once was.
Real quick, before we get to Rami, why are the Lions so bad?
Because they're the Lions. I mean, is there much?
But I thought it wasn't this time different.
Listen,
Dan Campbell.
I do think that it is different. The guys are playing hard. It's just that the guys that are there don't have a lot of talent, and the ones that do keep getting hurt. Jared Goff may be the worst quarterback I have ever witnessed, and that is saying something because I've seen some bad quarterbacks in my day as a Detroit Lions fan. But Jared Goff,
worst quarterback as a Lions fan, or like the worst guy to ever take a snap.
As a Lions fan.
Okay,
I'll put it that way. Because
well, he's no Scott Mitchell, I'll tell you that.
I'll give Goff credit if within 10 yards he's accurate. But outside of that, it's a travesty. Like, I watched the Lions and Rams live in L.A. with one of my friends, and he was a Rams fan. I'm obviously a Lions fan, and I was sitting there. And we were like, the difference in this game is Matthew Stafford. He can throw the ball down the field and complete passes that Jared Goff just can't do. Every single pass is to somebody either right in front of him in a crossing route or with a stop or somebody, a running back out of the backfield. Those are the only two passes he can complete. Everything else is just way overthrown or way underthrown. He has absolutely no accuracy. So right now I'm putting the blame on Jared Goff and just not having enough talent. Hopefully that changes over the next couple of years.
At what point do they go to Tim Boyle?
Hopefully soon. I'm getting really tired of Jared Goff. And I think a lot of the fan bases pretty soon here, I think probably by the end of the year, we see Tim Boyle or David Blau in the game. As the starter for the Detroit Lions.
Are you pumped for Thanksgiving week when we can do the topic, should the Lions get a Thanksgiving home game?
Yes.
Every year?
Listen, the Thanksgiving game every single season is the Detroit Lions Super Bowl.
Yeah, you can't take that from them. It's all
they cannot.
Got.
It's literally the only thing that we have. Please let us have one nice thing.
Yeah, hey, we let Toby talk Washington football. It's only fair to let – well, we're not letting. I'm making fun of you is what I'm doing.
It's fine. But I saw somebody today tweet imagine the despair in the Vikings and Bears fans' eyes if Jordan Love is really good on Sunday. And then I was thinking to myself, well, what about the Lions? And then I said, oh, wait, we don't matter.
No, you don't. At least you know it. And I don't have to repeat it to you. 414-799-1250, Rami Makhlouf coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.